Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Most banned network in the world.
As well, joining us today. But I got to tell you, just the information that we already knew 2 years ago that's now confirmed by major prestigious institutions, British Medical Journal, New England Medical Journal, a bunch of others right here. There's the Lancet, that the mRNA vaccines, but also the virus vector vaccines of Johnson & Johnson and others, irrevocably destroy the cells and cut the DNA strands of the double helix, causing a countdown to accelerated death and aging and death. And what's incredible is we play all these Pfizer and other executives giggling and laughing on the CBC and the BBC particularly, 2 years ago, about how you're going to need boosters on a routine basis because this will lower your immune system across the board. And then they start laughing. We've played those clips probably 100 times. And then we're just sitting here watching them do it to us and watching the mass death and illnesses and these artificial blood clots that grows in people's bodies. And it's just insane to watch the average leftist think this is funny and lionize and deify Fauci. I mean, this is really, really sick. And then to know and be able to predict, as we did several years ago, that these vaccines would cause polio-like and smallpox-like symptoms, and now that's what's happening. And there's major studies admitting that's really what it is. It's the shots. And that, yes, what's in the shots is communicable as well, so you can spread it. You got all these 60 and 70-year-old women, 80-year-old women having periods again. You got young women not having their periods when they take it. And they just admit in the British news, the U.S. news, okay, yeah, it messes with your menstrual cycle, big deal. Even though top scientists that worked at the highest levels in places like Pfizer, Dr. Yeadon and others, said this would happen a full 6 months before they rolled the shots out first in the U.K. 2 years ago, and then here as well. And now the mass death and the so-called long COVID, it's just staggering. So people ask, how am I doing? How am I handling all the attacks? It's not fun. But on a scale, as I've said, of 1 to 10, these attacks are 1 against me. But the people that don't know what's happening to them, it's just so sad. And you can say, well, the left deserves it. Let them go ahead and take the shots and die. They're idiots. But what about the children? What about their children? Now, there's national statistics came out last week. 5 and up, only 6% of children, 5 to 12, have taken the deadly shot. Enough parents are smart. It's hard to believe there's 6% will do it. But now they're trying to mandate it in blue cities and blue states across the United States. Same thing's happening in Europe. And we just can't stand by and watch them do this. And then I desperately put a plea out to Trump saying, we're not going to support you if you don't start coming out against this. And then I clarify it because the media edited down what I said, that I was trying to support Trump, and I clarified it. They said, oh, Jones now grovels to Trump, as if what I do on this show is trying to curry favor with Trump. All I've got is hell supporting Trump. I'm trying to get Trump to be a leader and save these children and extricate himself from the mess he got sucked into by Birx and Fauci and Bill Gates and the rest of these criminals. It's a big broadcast today. That's just one of the stacks. There's just so much. Our children being forced into the metaverse and so much more. Stay with us.
The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health. And the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. Almost sold out for a year. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The 21st century warfare is full spectrum dominance. 21st century warfare is designed so that you never know what hit you. And the reason InfoWars, and yours truly, Alex Jones, our public enemy number one to the tyrants, is because we are trying to get people to actually study what Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote, what Bill Gates has pushed, State Department Memorandum 200, the Club of Rome, the Georgia Guidestones, and now they're all over the news saying they're going to depopulate us and they're creating a great reset to cause civilizational collapse. And I have several big stacks on that today. Our children being forced into the metaverse and how it is brainwashing and literal hacking of the brain, even according to the World Economic Forum that is quarterbacking it. We have a lot of big election meddling news and censorship news to get to. This is going to be a big broadcast today, and we have several guests as well. But let me tell you about those. We got Mike Adams, always incredibly informative. His new bombshell information is over-the-top powerful. Forgot to tell the crew, Robert Barnes is on at 11:30. I want to remind him of that because we were talking like 1 a.m. and he might have forgotten. Robert Barnes is coming up bottom of the hour. Dr. Kelly Victory and so much more. But I try to energize for this broadcast because every time I get up here and I look at all this news, it makes me angry, and it's quite a task to go 3-4 hours a day, so I just shift into really aggressive gear. And I think we've been effective at getting people out of their comfort zone and getting people to wake up. But sometimes with stuff this big, it just really makes me feel extremely melancholy. And we somehow need to reach out to people that don't know what's going on. We need to warn them, because if we don't get the general lemming public somewhat awake, we don't have much of a chance. And it's starting to happen. As they say, the propaganda wouldn't be necessary if the situation was hopeless. Or if the situation was hopeless, the propaganda wouldn't be necessary. But out of all this news I've got here, the first thing I want to hit is Fauci's departure and the left acting like their messiah has been struck down, all because Fauci obviously doesn't want to be forced to testify in the upcoming Republican Congress about gain of function and everything he's done. But as serious as the situation is and as grievous as it is, you have a really good chance of mitigating this and backing them down and really derailing their entire agenda. But they're very close to succeeding. We're very close to beating them. It's really an all or nothing situation at this point. So I want you to understand, and I think you do understand, that's why you're tuned in, just how serious this information is. So I can direct you right here. This is our COVID New World Order Takeover stat today. And I just have a few of the prestigious studies from the Lancet Medical Journal and down to the New England Medical Journal and a bunch of others that are big, thick, well-documented, finding the same thing, whether they're doing studies in the U.S. or Germany or India or Mexico or Canada or Australia. It's basically the exact same numbers. And what are they finding? This is just when they just study one aspect of all of the shots that Fauci through the NIH and NIAID had already directed the so-called vaccine makers with these gene therapies to develop. So even if it's not an mRNA shot, the virus vector does the same thing. It just shoots a virus into the cell with the same program. And then to create the spike protein, which cuts the DNA strands and doesn't allow cell repair or proper replication. They do replicate, they mutate, and that has a name. It's called cancer. Not a very fun thing. I'm not talking about the astrological sign, the crab. I'm talking about tumors, malignancy. So, top scientists warned of this before the shots began. The CDC predicted it in their own fact sheet of probable side effects from the shots. But see, the shots don't protect you from COVID. These aren't side effects when they sterilize you and when they give you cancer and give you blood clots and give you heart attacks and heart swelling and strokes. It is the main effect. COVID-19 vaccine waning and effectiveness and side effects of boosters, a prospective community study, and it's an index of studies published in The Lancet, and what it finds is it erases your immune system, doesn't protect you, and then lets any other basic virus out there take you over, or bacteria for that matter, because the shots on record, even when they first rolled them out, they knew, because they'd done in animal studies, turn off the killer T's and turn off the programmer T cells that go out and give the command orders to the rest of the white blood cells produced in the bone marrow. And then they carry back things to the lymph nodes to be processed out. And it's just the cold-bloodedness of this. And to be sitting here just calmly watching them do this to us. And I thank the heavens, I thank God that more and more people are talking about this. Tucker Carlson covered it some last night. And then you see the vicious attacks when this is a reality. And I see the desperate leftist on Twitter and Instagram. I've had four shots, and I've had COVID for 3 months, and they just amputated my leg. Thanks, science, and they're not joking. It's a death cult. These people have been put in a trance. Here's Tucker Carlson talking about some of it. And it's not the theory of T-cell damage from jabs. It's been verified. Here it is.
Link to neurodegenerative disease, myocarditis, Bell's palsy, liver disease, impaired adaptive immunity, impaired DNA damage response, etc. So it's possible, in fact, it's looking likely that the vaccine might suppress the immune system. This fact, the authors concluded, will, quote, have a wide range of consequences, not the least of which include the reactivation of latent viral infections and the reduced ability to effectively combat future infections, end quote. Now, again, we sincerely hope that's not true. But it's not just the conclusion of one scientific journal. The Lancet, maybe the most famous scientific journal in the world, released similar findings in February. The Lancet's piece was entitled, quote, Risk of Infection, Hospitalization, and Death Up to 9 Months After a Second Dose of COVID-19 Vaccine. A physician called Kenji Yamamoto made this observation about the data from The Lancet. He wrote this in a letter to the Journal of Virology, and we're quoting, The study showed that immune function among vaccinated individuals 8 months after the administration of two doses of COVID-19 vaccine was lower than that among the unvaccinated individuals. Now, your first response, if you're a humane person, to a line like that has got to be deep sympathy. Because people were misled, they were forced, They were forced. Medical ethics thrown out the window. People were forced to take medicine they didn't want. And some of them may have been hurt by it. And you don't have to take this man's word for it. Pull up the Lancet study yourself. You won't find anything of the text of the article saying what Kenji Yamamoto said, which is weird. Why would the Lancet want to hide a major finding like that? We can't say. But if you look at Table 3 in the piece, here's what you'll find buried in the data. Among people around the age of 80 who have been double vaccinated, that would include people like Joe Biden, the per capita rate of medical incidences, including hospitalizations or death, is nearly twice as high as the rate of serious incidents for the unvaccinated. This is 180 days after vaccination. What is that? And why is no one interested?
Because it's depopulation. It's not even hidden anymore, ladies and gentlemen. But we can stop this, and we can certainly stop them getting the children. But that's where we are, and that's the grave reality. I know it's hard to deal with, but we had top scientists on 2.5 years ago. We were the first to predict all of this, and it's why we are slated for destruction.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This secret conclave of America's media empires. We are here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions, too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health care.
Yeah.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I... Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So, we've got our deadly disease. Now, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already.
House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So, petter beware, that warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender fiddles. Springfielders are advised to stay tuned for more information if they experience any of the following symptoms. Mild thirst, occasional hunger, tiredness at night.
That's from almost 20 years ago. This is a tried and true formula carried out in authoritarian regimes around the world, now being done here. What is a globalist? Steve Bannon asked me a few weeks ago.
And so a globalist is someone that believes in transhumanism, that believes in depopulation, that believes that the majority of the public are worthless, and they want to use their corporate power to basically get control of humanity and get control of the medical system and the educational system and the banking system to bring in a social credit score to be able to social engineer at a level never before seen.
All right, let me get back into this situation, and then next hour I'm going to tie it into the economy being turned off by design, their own admissions, the shutdown of the farms, the energy, all of it, and how we can stop it. But let's just run back through some of these headlines. So you have the Lancet study, COVID-19 vaccine waning and effectiveness, and side effects of boosters, prospective community study, and it gets into it, showing that it turns your immune system off. It makes you many times more likely to be hospitalized and die, not just from COVID, but other viruses. There's more studies. Innate immune suppression by SARS-CoV-2 mRNA vaccinations, the role of G quadruplexes, genomes, exomes, and microRNAs. Here's the Tucker Carlson clip we played. I want to just show you something from the past. This is from 2021. More polio cases now caused by vaccine than by wild virus. That's the Bill Gates program there. Bill Gates says we must stay focused on eradicating polio. Bill Gates urges Afghanistan and Pakistan to eradicate polio that actually causes it. Obama praises Fauci's once-in-a-century public health leadership. I'm glad he's not done yet. Fauci will be held accountable, says Senator Rand Paul, on the COVID-19 origins despite resignation. New York City students finally freed after 2+ years of wearing the mask from the so-called COVID rules. They'll bring them back. Your resistance has backed them off so far. And that is the good news. Remember what Candace Owens recently said. Experts told you if you complied with lockdown, censorship, mask, and vaccinations, life would turn to normal. Conspiracy theorists told you COVID was never going to end and governments would use it to usher in a totalitarian new world order. Who do you believe now? Official government reports prove the COVID vaccines cause cancer. We're going to be getting into this more next hour. That key article right there with the studies and tie it in to the monkeypox and the rest of it. U.S. registers largest global rise in monkeypox cases as disease spreads to all 50 states. Untested new COVID booster being put out in the U.K. is really frightening. We're now confirming all over the world, including the U.S., children are being given the vaccine without parental consent. In Australia, the government minister said, big deal, get over it. These people are just committing these crimes out in the open, setting the president to kill us how they want, when they want. And then this insane news, which isn't insane because I told you we first got the documents from a lawsuit in San Antonio 25 years ago, and we broke it. We had a nurse on who'd worked for the Pentagon. They were taking all the children's blood at birth starting about start of the year I was born, actually. This is 48 years ago. And putting it in a UN database. Now, the Pentagon recently came out and said these different DNA testing companies are selling your data, your DNA, to the Chinese and others. I told you that years ago. Now it's confirmed. But the University of Illinois forced students to, this is admitted, this just broke 2 days ago, University of Illinois forced students to give their saliva weekly as a condition of staying in school, and now they're selling 8 mil saliva DNA samples, 8 million, for research. Our kids are not science experiments. Illinois State Senator is investigating it. I mean, they will do anything. The sky's the limit. This is a revolution of mad scientists against us and our families. That's coming up next hour because I want to look at the police state. I want to look at the election coming up and more evidence of them planning to steal the midterms in 77 days and more when we come back. But big second hour ahead of other guests joining us. I want to thank listeners for the incredible job you've been doing keeping us on air despite the Democratic Party attacks and the lawsuits, the deplatforming, the debanking. I want to thank my crew for doing an incredible job, not just running the show, but keeping us on air and battling behind the scenes with a lot of technology to keep this operation up and going. It's been a fight, but we expected a fight. We're just blessed to still be in the fight. So if you want to keep us on air and enrich your life and have a great experience, I would get DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 and all the other great ingredients that are documented to clean out your cells, help repair your DNA, and help your telomeres last longer. That's as close to the fountain of youth as you're going to get. It's been sold out for almost a year. It's back in stock. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And we also have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, close to selling out again, still 40% off. We have Vitamin Fusion, so incredible for your whole body and health and your immune system. It's still discounted, but won't be for long. Supermo Vitality is 40% off with X2. It's back in stock. You should really experience that. InfoWarsStore.com. And the book starts shipping out at the end of the week, The Great Reset and the War for the World. And I'm going to, I've got to do it in the next few days, even though we need the funding. We're doing a fundraiser. We're charging a lot more for one book. You can know you were part of history in front of the operation. That's going to end very soon because I'm going to be signing these couple hours a day just to get out what we have. So coming up on your last chance to get a signed copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thank you so much for your support. We'll be right back.
Elevave TP, PQQ, CoQ10, the list goes on and on. Those are the ingredients in our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, finally, after almost a year of being sold out, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. This product is incredible, what it does to all cellular function. The PQQ and CoQ10 are on record helping your telomeres last longer. That's your DNA.
This product is amazing. It blows away all the competition, and it's even more incredible because it funds our operation against the New World Order. You can buy some great supplements out there from great companies, but are they funding the tip of the spear? No, they're not. So if you haven't experienced DNA Force Plus yourself, or in the last year when it's been sold out, you couldn't get it, it's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus is 50% off, 50% off for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein said the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, I hate you, you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
our guest. Constitutional lawyer, litigator, but also historian. And I want to get his take on the waterfront here on mounting evidence they're planning to steal the midterms, or at least try. What the ongoing numbers mean in the collapse of the corporate media, almost zero viewers, how they're going to respond to that. Russia escalating its attacks in Ukraine. U.S. issues an alert, says all Americans must leave Ukraine now. Leave immediately ahead of expanded Russian offensive. There is so much to cover here. I also want to get Barnes' take, who is suing Pfizer with whistleblowers in Texas and other states. And now that whistleblower information showed that they falsified the live studies they did when the shots were rolled out in the U.S. a year and a half ago. Similar numbers 2 years ago when it started in the U.K. first. Turning off the T cells and the immune system, that's now major Lancet study and others coming out. Finally, Tucker Carlson and others are covering it. So there's so many things to hit here. But first, I wanted to talk about this, because I know that Obama kept 30 million documents. And now they're saying, ooh, Trump kept 300. And this is litigation by leak. Government officials won't release the search warrant, but they'll then leak selected parts of it. But we also have federal rulings that a president can declassify whatever he wants, whenever he wants. And so I want to just put the facts on the record here with Barnes on this first. And with all of his connections, and he's got real ear to the ground inside baseball, what he's expecting them to do against Trump. Because I know Roger Stone and Marjorie Taylor Greene talked to him in late June. And he said, I may announce on July 4th. And I said, Trump may announce on July 4th. He didn't. On July 14th, he said, I will run. Just, I'm not saying when I'll announce, but that is an announcement. So we were actually right about that. They said, oh, Jones was wrong. He didn't declare July 4th. Well, that's not what I predicted. But I really think he made a mistake not declaring early to make it even more clear this is political. It's obviously boosted his approval rating. I really love Trump, except you can have 100 gallons of great fruit punch, and if you put one big old stinking you-know-what in there, the whole thing's bad. And where Barnes thinks Trump can go, because I talk to Trump's base all day, and they're just like me. They love Trump, but this is a no-go deal with them, and him not getting in line with DeSantis and others and saying, hey, Fauci lied to me, and we shouldn't be giving this to children. I mean, Trump's starting to do that. I just don't think he realizes how bad a situation this is. So that's a lot I threw out, Barnes. Hope you can do about 15 minutes with us in the next hour. Go ahead and give us your take on that whole cornucopia.
Oh, sure. So, I mean, first of all, President Trump was legally entitled to all the documents that he had. That's a clearly established precedent. Some, a judge that Roger Stone knows well, Amy Berman Jackson, made that determination back at the end of the Clinton administration, because the Clintons kept all kinds of documents. Heck, they stole some furniture and everything else from the White House. And Judicial Watch sought certain files that Clinton had with Taylor Branch, because he basically gave Taylor Branch inside access to watch the president in action, tape record a whole bunch of conversations, tape record Bill Clinton in action, and then Clinton unilaterally decided not to turn that over to the National Archives. Unilaterally decided what was classified and what wasn't and how it was classified, and kept the document. And so Judicial Watch sought the document, sought the tape recording, sought the transcript, sought the files related to it. Clinton apparently had stuck it in a sock drawer somewhere in terms of how well it was secured. And the net effect was that the court said, you know what, there's no relief here. Because they said under the Presidential Records Act, the president has exclusive carte blanche to decide what's a presidential record and what's a personal record. And if it's a presidential record rather than a personal record, then it's only then that the National Archives has any role. So because the Clinton had determined these were personal records, that decision, the court said, was a non-reviewable decision. They said there's nothing in the law that prohibits that. There's nothing in the law that precludes that. There's nothing in the law that allows judicial review. There's no criminal or civil remedy sanction available. So what that means is every document that the president had, we now know based on the suit the president filed yesterday against the Department of Justice seeking judicial intervention in this extraordinary, unparalleled action by the feds, that these basically were all his documents. These were documents he had chosen to declassify. He had been completely and fully forthcoming with these documents, that the documents that were going to be part of the future Trump presidential library had already been sent back to the National Archives. That isn't what any of these documents were. He'd given them multiple tours. He'd shared video evidence of everything, of everybody who'd gone in there and seen or looked at the documents for months on end. And yet, despite all that, they still raided it. And they raided it, as we're now finding out from other places and other locations and other sources, including Paul Sperry at Real Clear Investigations, but not just limited to him, that this was a deep state operation. The officer who ran it, who's named in the suit, is the head of the counterintelligence division of the FBI. This is the, and for those folks that don't remember, the counterintelligence division was the basis for COINTELPRO. That was the part of the lead part of COINTELPRO was the counterintelligence division. The counterintelligence division of the FBI is also where they completely failed to do counterintelligence against Aldrich Ames and everybody else who was busy selling secrets to the Soviets, selling secrets to other foreign governments in other cases. But also counterintelligence is where they went after Trump related to Russiagate. So the first time around, and Ukrainegate and the impeachment scandal the second time around. So you have the centerpiece of corruption and deep state activity. That centerpiece within the FBI is the organization running the Trump raid.
And so it's the dirty tricks department, and you forgot one. And there's so many, I can't blame you. That same group also ran January 6th and also ran the Whitmer fake kidnapping.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, for those folks that may see some headlines tomorrow about the Whitmer conviction, there were two defendants who had a mistrial because 11 of the 12 jurors wanted to acquit. One was a holdout. They retried him. They didn't allow the defense to present a lot of evidence. They basically pulled an Alex Jones kind of trial in the Whitmer trial, limited what the defense could present. The judge basically instructed the jury in a way that made it clear to the jury where the judge wanted the jury to come down. And so today the jury convicted to those two people who never should have been convicted at all, given the extraordinary evidence that showed it was only because the judge gave instructions that reversed what the law is supposed to be on the issue of entrapment, because the evidence accumulated. The people who ran the Whitmer entrapment operation later on ran the January 6th operation, and they're in bed with the Russiagate folks and the COINTELPRO folks and the counterintelligence.
And they got embarrassed by the last trial, showing they set them up, so they rigged this one. It's the same thing. Ted Cruz came out and defended the Sandy Hook ruling. We know he's a smart lawyer. We know she defaulted us. We know she rigged it. And so really shame on Ted Cruz coming out supporting that. But I guess he did say the January 6th people are terrorists and everybody that came to that rally should be locked up. I mean, Ted Cruz is a big problem.
Yeah, he always has been. I mean, that's an old family tradition going all the way back to Cuba in terms of Cruz's willingness and readiness to and eagerness to be subservient to the deep state agenda, as President Trump exposed in the 2016 campaign during the Indiana primary. So it reflects ongoing issues, but it's at least good to see President Trump starting to fight back not only in the court of public opinion.
Stay right there, Robert. We got to go to break. I want to come back and your predictions on what's going to come. Will they indict him? Will it be one of these other kangaroo investigations? And what should Trump do? Then we'll shift gears into the latest of all these medical journals.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. You were always.
I want to take this time out while I still have time to thank.
Maybe
all the great listeners and viewers, all the affiliates, all the sponsors, this great crew, our great guests, people like Robert Barnes, who I just love. We're a family. We stand for justice and truth. That's why they say we're not real. That's why they say we're frauds. Because they're the frauds. They're the liars. And I'm honored. Though it's not fun to be one of their main targets, because it lets me know I'm over the target. You've always been on my mind. I'm betting on every single one of you. Every race, color, and creed, I love you. We're going to beat this tyranny together. It's going to be tough, but there's no choice. We've got to do it. All right, Barnes, big picture, finishing up with Trump here and what this means, whether people love Trump or hate Trump. He got reelected. They stole it. They're pissed. They see him as a populist uprising, taking over the GOP. He's getting all these great people elected. overall, I back Trump still just because of that. I'm mad about the shots, but I'm trying to get him to do the right thing. That was the whole point of what I did in the last week that had that effect. He reached out. But big picture, what do you expect the enemies of freedom as there's a total political realignment obviously happening against them, taking place with 77 days out from the midterms? What do you think the deep state's going to pull next?
Well, it'll be interesting. I mean, part of it will depend on how the courts handle Trump's challenges and whether or not they take meaningful action. President Trump filed his suit yesterday seeking a federal court intervene in the proceedings, prevent any further seizures from taking place, any further searches of the existing documents taken from taking place, any further use of the information or documents taken from taking place, any destruction of the documents seized from taking place, and further has requested the intervention and intermediary role of a special master, which is a privately appointed lawyer by the federal court system who has court authority, to be the sole person to review all the relevant documents and information and see if any of it should have ever been taken in the first place and should be returned to the president, including reviewing attorney-client privilege documents, including reviewing executive privilege documents. So one key aspect is, will the courts intervene and do their constitutional duty to prevent this from getting even more out of control by the deep state? Now, you have the reporting from Just the News that, in fact, the Biden administration was neck deep in this, and that it appears there was a coordinated effort to steal these documents of the president, documents that were legally his under the Presidential Records Act, if he designated them as personal, legally his when he declassified them, as he's publicly stated he already has, both of which he has unilateral, non-reviewable power to utilize under existing federal judicial and Supreme Court authority in certain instances. Whether or not if they intervene, because we now know the Biden administration was complicit in coordinating the effort to get this whole thing started by under the guise of working with the National Archives, under the pretext of working with that fake January 6th committee, that wasn't a congressionally formed committee under the rules of Congress itself.
So this makes, just interrupt, Bob, this makes Watergate look like a tea party or choir boys. I mean, this is directly going and grabbing a president's papers against the law and acting like he's committed a crime. What do you think their plan here is, and has it blood up in their face as the polls show and what people are saying, or is that wishful thinking?
I think from the deep state perspective, their goal was to get the documents by any means possible, and that they didn't care what the political consequences are. And the question is, did they in fact get those documents? The fact that the safe is empty suggests they did not. So my guess is the president has preserved and protected those documents, and those documents are continuing ongoing leverage he can utilize against the deep state going any further or doing anything particular to him. Now, on the other hand, the Democrats go back and forth because they don't know whether they want to face Trump or face DeSantis in 2024. There's many within the Democratic Party that would rather face Trump than DeSantis. The net effect of that is that may be a limiting action on their abilities to go further. But they clearly are contemplating escalating to an indictment. And then you had not only former New York police commissioner, but then just yesterday, I believe, Rudy Giuliani telling people that the president is at risk of assassination, that may be where the deep state go. If the deep state fears they were unsuccessful in this raid, will be unsuccessful with criminal prosecution, will be unsuccessful with taking him out politically, then they may try to take him out physically as they did to the Kennedy brothers in the 1960s. So that's the risk of where this might escalate, sadly and frighteningly.
And by the way, I totally agree with Bernard Kurik and Rudolph Giuliani. Anybody that study history, with the deep state blowing up Alexander Dugin's daughter trying to kill him, with all the talk of kill Trump by mainstream news, we've got like 6-7 minute videos that are just filled with clips of Democrat leaders saying we're going to kill this guy, we're going to take this guy out. They are desperate, and where they are in an authoritarian playbook is in that territory now. So this is consecutive. This is formulaic, and that's the only moves they've got. There's a total political realignment, a total collapse in their support. Even their massive election fraud can't save them. So what will they pull the next 77 days? And that could be claim the Iranians, who have already planted that story, are going to assassinate Trump.
No doubt. I mean, they will still definitely do everything they can to rig the outcomes in November. But I think those efforts to rig will be unavailing and unsuccessful. I think Blake Masters is going to win. Herschel Walker is going to win. J.D. Vance is going to win. Eric Schmidt's going to win. Republicans are going to win the Senate. Republicans are going to win the House. You have Mitch McConnell out there trying to sabotage Republican Senate efforts as well. But I don't think those will ultimately work because the American people are so disgusted and so outraged by what Democratic leadership has looked like under the Biden administration and his his fraudulency the second after the last president way back in the end of the 19th century got in illicitly. We're seeing what that looks like when you put a dementia candidate who didn't legitimately win at the presidential
election. Sure, just like Woodrow Wilson was gone for months. I mean, we now have Biden spending 3 out of 4 weeks, hiding out in the countryside. Clearly, he's out of his mind. What are they going to do about him?
And I think the problem they have is the Trump problem, in that right now Trump beats them all, and beats the Biden substitutes even worse and by a bigger margin than Biden loses. So my guess is they will play out the script through the November midterm, see if they can survive the November midterms, and if they don't, that's when we will see escalation. And we're seeing variations of it. You're pointing out what took place in Russia as an example of where their mindset and mentality is, their willingness to assassinate, send assassins in to assassinate public figures. We're seeing it in Pakistan right now. Imran Khan, who's sort of the populist leader of Pakistan, that they removed, the deep state took efforts to take out because of his independent perspective on a range of politics, including the Russia-Ukraine conflict. They're now trying to say that him simply raising questions about the corruption in the Pakistani court system, they're going to call that terrorism and try to arrest him. And you're seeing
that. Oh, they're trying to arrest Bolsonaro with some UN charge because he wouldn't push the vaccine, saying it's a crime against humanity. He didn't give people a poison shot. Stay there. I want to shift gears into the shot, your lawsuits, these major studies coming out, confirming what your Pfizer whistleblower said with Robert Barnes into the next hour. Then I'm going to hit all the world government, metaverse, great reset news with Robert Barnes. Real fast, Barnes, how do people find everything Robert Barnes?
Sure. They can find, if they want to see a copy of the brief that we filed on behalf of Brooke Jackson, the whistleblower, against Pfizer, that exposes what Pfizer did, the fraudulent, forged activity, doctoring data, et cetera, they can go to vivabarneslaw.locals.com. And the entire brief is up there. People can copy it, paste it.
And they can find your great podcast. All right, we're going to come right back. Separately, I want to thank the listeners. If you want to go to Amazon.com for $24 and buy a copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, please do. Thanks for your support. But if you want to support us and buy a signed copy of the book, I got to stop soon because I'm going to be signing hours a day. But it has really pulled us out and really helped keep us on air. And we're going through a bankruptcy, which is a Chapter 5 reorganization, which means we just stay on air. We never go off. They can't shut us down as long as we have the funds to keep the current operation going. So you're really saving InfoWars. Get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World signed. And I'm just going to make the announcement. This Friday, I'm cutting the signed copies off because I can't do more than that. If we ever get them all signed, I might do some more after that. But if you want a signed copy, it's at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's a fundraiser. Like they sell a book for $100 or something on NPR. You know, they get taxpayer money. We don't get taxpayer money. It's the same thing here. We're doing a signed book. And knowing that you were pledged drive to keep us on air. Also, DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Amazing for your whole body and telomeres and immune system. It's back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is selling out, but it's still discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. The fight is now. Thanks for keeping us in the fight. We're fighting for you. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.